Hey everybody, it's Dina Blizzard and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's gonna happen.
Carmen!
Cortez!
Good morning, everybody!
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning!
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody!
Hi, I'm Carrie from the Eastern Shore in Alabama, where monarch butterflies migrate through every spring and fall. And our official state drink is Kaneka Ridge Whiskey. And you're watching One Funny Morning with your host, Dina Blizzard.
Kaneka, Kaneka, Kaneka. What? Whiskey? Carrie? What's happening? Good morning. Good morning. Carrie, I loved it. Loved your intro. How is everybody? Good morning, Pat. I decided to mix things up a little bit. Good morning, Tammy. Happy Wednesday. Athena, Dean is going to be in your area. So we made an announcement yesterday. Let me see if I can pull up an image, if you will. Hold on. That's very exciting. Oh, time for drinking of the dogs. Let's do that. That's happening. Ah, gorgeous. It is a beautiful morning. Do, 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 do. A lot of drinking. A lot of drinking this morning. Wow, Brooke.
It was a coffee machine.
Is that what it was?
It is the coffee machine.
Right. That was Brooke.
Mom, it was
the
coffee machine.
Brooke's stinky.
You're going to jail.
Brooke is stinky.
You're going to jail, Mom.
So we made a big announcement yesterday. If you missed it, here it is. Boom. What? Can I do this layout? How come I won't do it? No, won't do any of it. This? Nope. Okay, well, there's that. That's where I'm going to be. Right there with my one eye. I gotta figure out how this thing works. Okay. Still working out some kinks. Good morning. I finally made a live. Lori, good morning. Bird is in the house. So we are coming to Palm Springs in September. Good morning from beautiful Ocean City, New Jersey. Katie, good morning. That was a Keurig. I know that sound. Did I say Tuesday? It's not Tuesday. Yeah. I'm so glad you're going to make it to the West Coast. What? You're not going to be there. Are you going to be there? Here's what I love about Shakendra. No matter what town or part of the world I say, Shakendra's like, oh, thank God you finally made it to the West Coast. Now I can go. Finally. You finally made it to Belize. I can finally go. Mm-hmm. Yes, I could celebrate my birthday in Palm Springs. It's going to be exciting. Finally caught you alive and I'm not in a dead zone for once, said Christina. It's very exciting. I moved Johnny Cash. He's not doing well. This is Johnny's new home. Backyard look today. I decided that when we face the other way, it's more of like a fall look. I wanted to go for a summer look because it's so beautiful. And I cleaned the patio. You can't tell, but it's clean. Mm-hmm. You're early today or 20 minutes late. Exactly. Whatever. Potato, patata. It depends on how you look at it.
Potato, patata.
Shakendra is the best of the best. Honestly, I'm not quite sure how my plants are doing. I'm going to read up on my fiddle fig leaf today and see if I can't get that to come together. I haven't been to Palm Springs in years. Love the window view much better. Me too. I got to figure out how to make all this come together. Where's the picture from Judy? Maybe if I get like a little table, I can put like the picture there and maybe hang the sign, but then it's going to block all the light. I don't know. Questions. Good morning, Missy. Athena, that is a great question. I don't know when the store opens. I will figure that out later today. Mm-hmm. They don't like to be moved. Well, he didn't like it where he was. He was losing a lot of leaves over there. So just remember what I told you about the money tree. I believe you said rub up naked every morning and I will get lots of money, Judy. But I haven't done that. And I thought that that was weird advice. No, I didn't. I thought it was good advice. Mm-hmm. Athena, how far are you from Palm Springs? I feel like, just like the trip to Saskatoon was a dying with Dina and Judy, I feel like Palm Springs is going to be dying with Dina and Athena. Oh, wait a second. It rhymes. Maybe we should just call it dying with Athena. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Promise if it's accepted for student teaching.
Okay, Brooke Blizzard. Okay. Brooke Blizzard starts her student teaching.
Not for another two years, but we finished everything this year.
We did get it. She doesn't have tuberculosis right now. Who's to say in 2 years? Who knows?
No, I had to do like 2 background checks.
No one will come if you do that, Athena. I think you have it wrong because I believe that Jody is by you as well. It's going to be dying with Dina and then scratch it up Dina, but Athena and Jody and Alejandra and Nicole. Just name all the California stars. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Alejandra says it's September 26th. Mm-hmm. Dying with Dina and Athena is going to be amazing, said Judy. Judy is 8 hours away. Oof. Yeah, it's a lot of glare on the fence. That doesn't help. Mm-hmm. And Kyle, that's right. Kyle, I met Kyle when I was out in California. Time to eat a muffin. What? A very weird transition, Dina. Whatever. I saw them. I'm still literally eating the muffins from a week ago that we made. The apple. It's so yummy. Mm-hmm. Heather, I love it too. I spent yesterday, well, because my house is slightly, what's the word, trashed. I decided I'm going to make the outside of the house comfy. And I put in my fountain yesterday, which everybody heard on Tipsy Tuesday, which apparently a lot of people found hard to listen to. But it made me laugh. Have someone paint your fence like the shore. Paint my phone. Good afternoon from the UK, Matthew. Good to see you. I have to decide whether drive in or fly in. You're 6.5 hours? Yeah, Brooke, it is the fountain from years ago. And it was working last night. When I woke up this morning, it's not working anymore. So I had to text the electrician and be like, It did make me want to pee. John Kensel, good morning. Anyway, so there was a number of articles that I keep saying to you. I wanted to get to these articles and we never got to them. Let me go to my list of I should probably Google something. Hold on. I need another computer when I'm here. I don't have it. No, that's not helpful at all. Okay. It's coming from myself.
What's
from Dina. Nope, that's not helpful. Okay.
Why did you say that the wisdom teeth was 13 or 14?
What?
You said wisdom teeth was 14.
I'm at work right now. I'm live. And you want me to look up when your wisdom teeth are coming out? I was just wondering if you felt like this was the best time. Let me look it up. Let me stop what I'm doing when I'm clearly. Okay. Why don't we drink with the dogs? This is. Don't get bold. Wisdom teeth on the 14th. Is there anything else you need while I'm live on the internet?
I think I could go to an orientation.
No. You want to get your teeth knocked out of your head on the 14th.
It's a pageant orientation.
And then you want to go to, yeah, go to orientation for a pageant with your face.
I'm here for your pageant.
Oh, and you'll be all weird looking. And they'll be like, oh, we're totally going to beat her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please do that. I would love to take a picture of you as you walk into orientation.
All of the orientations are on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
What am I
going to
do?
Mm-hmm. Go. I think everybody wants you to go. Just so we can. Oh, here it is. This is what we want. Okay, here we go. All right, now listen, there was a lot that. Okay. There's so many. Okay, hold on. All right, this one was a good one. Old people. Let's do this one. All right. All right, here we go. There's so many things open. All right, here we go. Will Brooke give permission to video her after? Yes.
Video her what?
When you're high as a kite and you're coming out of anesthesia after your wisdom teeth.
As long as I'm not saying anything.
Well, that's the whole point. Just to hear what you say.
I'm scared I'm going to release everything that's all of the secrets that I've known collected. From
wow. You're making it even more interesting.
Well, but
do you have a lot of secrets that you are holding?
Not about myself. I mean, like all my friends' secrets.
Do you have a lot of secrets?
I don't think so. Anyway, when I was in fourth grade and is that the same kind of anesthesia?
Well, no, you were full anesthesia. You were full under for that.
Okay. So what's the difference when I'm going to wake up now?
You're like in a deeper sleep, but they're not intubating you.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying when I woke up from that, what was I doing?
Well, you were in fourth grade. I don't know what kind of secrets you think you might've been holding in fourth grade, but.
Probably a lot more.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. It's like a twilight sleep. My 15-year-old just got hers out. I was hoping for loopy and funny, but she was perfectly normal. Emerson is getting wisdom teeth out tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I cry, I don't want to be on camera.
Yeah, but it's always a funny cry.
Okay,
no, the best video is when the two brothers.
Oh, the zombie?
Yeah, the two brothers.
Can you do something like that?
Have a sister. And she's still got the things in her mouth and she's packed out right there. And the brother pulls up back home from the surgery. And the other brother runs out. He goes, oh my gosh, you guys, the zombies have attacked. We have to go. We just start. And they start, they put like a cooler in there with like water. And she's like, what's happening? And they're like, zombies are attacking. Is there anything you need from the house? She's like, get my phone. Get the cat. And they were like, oh, the cat and the dog. She's like, no, forget the dog, just the cat. It just.
Can you do something?
The funniest thing.
You got to plan it out.
You seem to win an elaborate scheme, but I'll see what I can do.
No, but you got to make it seem, because you know how they turn on the radio? They made it seem like. Like they have the radio station, like they've pre-recorded, like.
Oh, they did. Mm-hmm. So mean, but super funny. And she was so serious. the girl, she like couldn't, I don't know if I'm cold or I'm hot. It was so funny. But the video yesterday, let me see if I can find it. Di was quoting videos yesterday. And she found this one. I wonder if I can, mute this video. Okay, hold on. All right, let me show you this. So this is the video my mom was talking about yesterday. My mom's like, Dina, you got to see this video. This kid took his grandmom to a car wash. And apparently this is a thing that he does. I don't know if you, there's a, just a little hint of it. Yeah. In the car wash. And he put all the windows down. And then she got hit with a, Oh, it was definitely staged. Yeah, no, he had a camera ready to get it. Is it the white fence? It's killing us. I don't know what to do about it.
Maybe close the door.
Well, no, that's not going to help. It's,
but if they're slightly tinted.
Third up. You think this is tinted?
It's slightly bluer on that
side. It's not. This isn't a tinted window. This isn't 1982. Bluer. It's going to bounce. Okay. Move to your right like that. I could do that. I don't think that's a good plan for the long run. But Judy, do you think maybe I should just get like a small, wooden fence just for right there? Soften it. Judy is my decorating expert. You need curtains now. I don't want curtains. I love that I can see. Now, you can do the thing where you like get the curtains that come down from like the ceiling, you know. It is Jesus lighting. Di has curtains. You're right. You can put the logo on the outside of the fence. Girl. Who said that? Good morning, girl. Brooke, can you do me a favor?
What are you doing?
Here, Dean, go stand outside in front of the fence with that. Let me see what it looks like. Yeah. Everybody say hi to Dean.
Dean, there's a screen there.
I can see the screen.
It's just not Halloween.
Chris, I want Jacqueline and Dean to reach out to you to do some voiceover stuff. Get signed up for the classes. Let's see. It's so far away now. To the left. Down.
Take it back.
That's
down.
Not your left. To the left.
One,
that's down. Your left. To the right. To the right. Back up.
The dogs are
up running. Against the fence. Look at the dog.
I don't have shoes on.
Okay.
Hold it up above your head.
No, it's supposed to be on the fence.
Dean, hold it up above your head.
Dean, tilt it down. Down. There we go. Now stay there. You hungry?
I was going to put on your
skirt. How long?
I don't know. We only have like a half hour left.
I'm not standing here for half an hour.
Now dip. Now slide to the right.
Pop it.
Twist it.
Spin the sign. Spin it.
This is Dean will come.
There it is. There it is.
You know, wait, you know what this is like? You know, like on those morning shows where like the live broadcast television morning shows where like
they used to have people, like, you know, the signs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Standing outside. And it would be like, hi, mom.
Maybe we can.
You don't see that. You don't see that anymore.
Dean, hang it right here. I want to see if I just put it right here.
We should get Carmen Cortez to come and stand outside with Dean.
Yeah, Dean, turn it so it's straight. There it is. One funny. And if I move the Johnny Cash over, that looks nice, right?
I don't understand. What are we doing?
I didn't move Johnny Cash over. I'd like to have a little bit more light. Let me see.
Oh, this is it. Oh, look how pretty. I know. I'll figure out something too. Carol, I decided to turn the set because it's too dark. So I wanted to do something a little brighter. Yeah. I know there's still a glare. I can't fix all the glare, ladies, in one day. The sign is only so big. I do have two signs, but I'm not putting them both up. But I like having, yeah, Dean's gonna get the compression rod and then take it down. Yeah, you need a bamboo fence cover on the portion of the cut the glare. That's what I'm thinking. Judy, can you send your fellow up here to build it down here? I said up. Mm-hmm. Paint the fence black. That would definitely be a choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, funny. Look at Colby's big dumb head. All right, Dean, we're going to have to figure out a way to hang that on the outside or maybe the inside. You want to sit down?
This is going against all my...
Look, I put a hat on his head.
This is going against all my, like...
I know, but here...
my media classes. It's like you're going against the light.
I know, but Judy said, I can just get a pretty fence just put in just like right here. Wood, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 panels, right? I think it could work.
I liked this look though.
It's a winter look, Dean. That's my winter outfit.
That's
my winter set.
If you want more light, you could just get more lights.
I want depth. Here are my choices. I can either take down the carport, put a full addition on so I can get some depth, and a sunroom with a porch. I could do that. Or I could turn the table and buy a couple of fence panels. And now I have depth. Mm-hmm.
I have a really good idea for
this. Mm.
Okay.
I think you should totally redesign your house just for us. I know. Mm-hmm. Dean looks like the spirit of the with the glare. Looks like a spirit. Dean, just go, ooh.
I don't know, it looks like we're on like a green screen.
It's so pretty, right? I'll put some flowers in. The door did turn out so pretty. I don't know if you guys remember, but this was like a real janky window. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dean is not awake yet. Mm-hmm. I have a red Mystic Pizza shirt.
Yeah. I don't know. Also, it was in Massachusetts, right? That we went to
Connecticut. Mystic Connecticut.
Here's what I'll say. I didn't know what Mystic.
You're gonna need to lean forward because we literally can't see your face at all. Your head is so big. I don't know why it's not blocking the sun.
I didn't know what Mystic Pizza was. We went. The shirt looked cool. They have good shirts. Pizza, not that good.
What?
The pizza, I didn't think was that good.
Okay. The pizza was amazing. Yeah. I was thinking about driving there to get another slice of gluten-free pizza.
The pizza was not that good.
I'm just letting you know the gluten-free pizza was amazing. And you're upsetting a lot of people.
Shirts, sick. Like, look, this is a good shirt. A slice of heaven. cool shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza.
Did Dean decide if he's staying in the basement?
You know, it's.
We'd all like to know.
Yeah, see, someone said pizza not good.
And then somebody said pizza's delicious.
I don't know yet. I'm still trying to figure
it
out.
What else would you do?
I don't know.
Dean, the idea is to stay as unencumbered as possible. If you lock into a lease.
Somebody the other day was like, stay home as long as you can. Save your money.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I was like, I stayed home until I was 45.
Whoa.
And I was like,
whoa. Wow, that's 5 years younger than me. Okay. Now borders are not okay.
When do you think is too late to be staying at home? 30?
Well, you're 23.
23, yeah. When do you think is like a normal 23. Yeah, 23 is the age you move out. When is like too long?
Yeah, Nicole says 30.
So 30.
30.
Listen.
Is 30 like
people are getting married later in life? Like, let me put this back.
Work is expensive. I agree.
Let me put it like this. I do not want you and a girlfriend moving in. That's not what I'm saying. Okay.
Well,
if
it's long enough. Like, say they're dating for like 2 or 3 years.
No. You two came together. You want to start something new. Go ahead. Go start it. But from 23 till whenever that happens, you start putting away money, Dean. When the time comes, you can buy a house. Go out and get a house.
A house.
And whether you move into that house or you buy the house and then you start renting it and let somebody else pay your mortgage, I'm telling you. Look, Chris says I was 119 when I left the house. Uh-huh. Yeah. Missy said, I can't afford to live on my own. No way a 23-year-old can.
119?
That's
so
early. I was
out
at 21 with a college degree and $3,000 in the bank. No debt. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So then here's my plan. Oh, also, it was funny. So
can you move your head in front of the glare?
Let's use
what God gave you. Here, I'll scooch. There we go. Look at that. That head is finally paying off.
My student loans, they kick in at the end of August.
Oh, how much do you have to pay a month?
It's like, you can set it, which is good. Like you can, it's like some.
I don't understand.
Like you can set your own, like it's like somewhere you have choices. Like if you can do like income based, like it would take like a percentage of your income. You could do like a flat, like, you know, $200 a month. So you have some options.
Okay, but you got to wait now because they're saying that Biden's going to put this.
No.
It is, and then it isn't.
But then, did you hear the latest thing? He was like, he was gonna.
Yeah, Missy says agree to pay $4 a month.
Yeah. Biden the latest thing was he was like, I'm gonna, you know, there's gonna be debt relief for only 800,000 people. It's not a lot of people. There's a lot of people in this country.
You are special.
I don't think I qualify.
Very special person.
Very handsome.
You're very handsome. Listen, Judy said that you can come stay with her for a bit.
I'd say that was in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stay with Judy.
Nice, but you want to see her yard? Oh, Judy, I smuggled the rock through. You want to see Judy's place? Real nice, Dean. Real nice.
But what I was saying was, I was like, I want to spend the next year. I was like, I want to try to get my student loans out as quick as possible. And so I was asking someone, I was like, what's the fastest way to make $20,000?
Wow. And OnlyFans?
Without OnlyFans or selling drugs.
Well, that's going to be tough.
There's got to be like a quick.
Look, that's her yard.
This is her yard?
That could be your yard, Dean.
Oh, Judy, I'm coming to stay with you.
Look, this is her she shed. Real nice. So pretty.
I love the deck.
Say, what if I did this? Look, this is what Judy has at her house. This wood panel.
It.
So if I just do like 5 of those panels, Judy, then I could put the flowers on it.
That's nice.
It is nice. A student put every extra penny into them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to, that's like, that's my goal. I want to gambling, blackjack.
It says if your student loan has a low interest rate, just pay a little bit, pay the $4. So what's the minimum that you could pay?
I have to look. There's like a bunch of, there's like a bunch of different like repayment options. So I got to look.
Is $4 one of the options?
No, we'll see. But yeah, going to gambling. I'm not good at gambling. I don't think that would be good. But anyway, yeah. So if anyone knows how to make $20,000.
Okay. Listen, if they knew how to make $20,000 real quick, Dean, everybody would be doing it. That'd be, yeah.
I wonder.
Well, let's see if you're special. If you're part of the 800,000.
There's no way. That's.
What do you got to, what, how special?
People, that's not a lot of people. Like in America, how many people are in America? And that's like 300
million? Like 800,005.
What?
I don't know. Judy knew. Judy knows all the statistics.
Wait, I asked you how many people were in America and you said 800,000.
800,005. So it's very, your numbers are in your favor.
Joe Biden is 80 years old. I didn't know that. So yeah, we'll see. I also, it was funny because he had like a price. He had like a number. It was like, oh yeah, 130 million to like 800,000 students.
No, who were ripped off by a Colorado college. That's a different.
Oh, is that a different?
Yeah.
You got to look up what the number was then.
Federal relief program. Now, this looks like it's Wikipedia. So $20,000 to federal Pell Grant recipients. Who qualifies? Individuals who made less than $125,000 in 2021. Let's see, Dean.
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
Carry the one.
Look, 39 billion to 804,000 borrowers. So I did that math.
Okay, but Dean, what are the, it, you have to read what the parameters are.
I wanted to do that math.
Yeah. Though. In total, the administration has approved more than 116 billion in student forgiveness loans for more than 3.4 million people. Dean, you got to read the whole article.
Wait, you're not supposed to just read the headlines? That was a joke. That was a joke.
Today, taking another historic step to right the wrong, announcing $30 billion in debt relief for another 804 borrowers. Dean, we're so close.
Anyway. So, yeah.
Under there's a borrower is eligible for after making 240 or 300 monthly payments of the equivalent of 20 to 25 years. The number required. Wait, what? When the borrower first took up the loan.
So if you're interested, my lemonade stand will be opening this weekend. Dean Blizzard's lemonade.
Remember the kid on the This looks,
Mm-hmm.
It's in New Jersey, but if you're in New Jersey,
I'm not
playing like this weekend.
Okay, Brooke, can we not have side conversations in the middle of this? Brooke, I don't understand this. I don't know. There's going to be a lot more reading that needs to.
Does Dean have a full-time job now? I have like three part-time jobs. So when you add those together, it creates... like one and a half.
It said, Dean, do voiceovers on Fiverr.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Is that dirty?
Fiverr? No.
What's Fiverr?
Fiverr is like clean OnlyFans.
What?
No, I'm kidding. No, it's like, it's kind of like a, like an eBay. Like you pay, people pay for your services and then like they send like your.
What kind of services we talking?
Clean of services, voiceover services. All right. Getting real dirty at 9:27 in the morning.
I don't know. I never heard of Fiverr.
It's like people can, you know, submit like requests like, oh, I'm looking for someone to do a voiceover. Here's the script, you know, and then you have like, then you, I'd have like a quote like, oh, I can do this.
You
could do a voiceover.
Let me look up Fiverr. Does it have like, I want somebody to come here and tell my kids to help around the house.
What if we did like a voiceover practice?
Okay.
What's like a commercial that we could do?
Well, yeah, voiceover, SEO, illustration, book covers. Huh. Writing and translating.
Oh, wait. I have a good one.
Rez has used it for logos. Interesting. Fiverr made my website. What? Now I'm looking up Fiverr. Yeah. Interesting. Oh, wait, we never got to my article. Hold on, where's my article? All right, here's my article. No, that's not it. Boom, boom,
boom. All right, hold on. I have a script that we can practice.
Is this a competition? We'll do
voiceovers, right?
Okay.
So I think I didn't pick anything that's like too like Ford F-150. Like you know, something that would be like sort of like you looking for a deep voice. So we can like both kind of compete.
Okay.
All right, so you're gonna read this cold. All right, we'll see how well.
Are you reading it cold?
Yeah. So you'll read it first.
I don't know, because it looks like you're looking at it.
You'll read it first, and then I'll read it second. Okay.
Well, so it looks like
this is just like a typical like you know like 30 second commercial, right? Right. Like could have any voice behind it.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I got it.
So here we go. Ready? All right. So you're just gonna read this right off the bat. All right. Here we go.
Why are the words so? Okay.
Go ahead.
You're hilarious.
Now use your best like commercial voice. What do you think of it would work? Right.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Erectile dysfunction and male incontinence both can affect your self-esteem and impact the most important parts of your relationship. If you are suffering from either of these conditions, you are not alone. If you tried the pills for ED and they didn't work, you have other options. If you have incontinence, you don't have to live in pads. Attend a free informational seminar on, what's the day? August 2nd, 2023 at Dean's House, presented by urologist Dr. Dean Blizzard. To register, call 1-800-4-ED-CURE. That number again, 1-800-4-ED-CURE. Space is limited. Call today.
It's weird. That wasn't in the script. Dean's House.
Get the cucumber, said Judy.
What is that?
Go ahead. You're up.
Why did it say you don't have to live in pads?
Do you know what incontinence is?
Yeah, but isn't this erectile dysfunction?
Do you know what incontinence and male incontinence?
Oh, that's what Lulu has. Incontinence.
Well, she's a female, but I mean...
There are male pads?
Clearly.
I didn't know that there were male pads.
Well, if women can be incontinent, why can't men be incontinent?
So people are just like, they just pee your pants? Is that what that means?
I feel like you don't know what incontinence is.
No, incontinent, that's what Lulu has. She just pees her pants.
That is correct, but Lulu cannot have male incontinence.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear. Because she's a girl.
So, but it's the same thing. Like dudes are just.
Let me put it like this.
Wet in the bed.
If pee is coming out of your body and you don't know, it could be a bird. It could be a rhinoceros.
It's incontinence. That's incontinence.
That's just straight up incontinence. Now, most animals wouldn't care, you know, because they live outside. But if you like decided to live inside and you're in a bed. Then yes, you would pee yourself. So they have adult diapers.
Yes. I knew there were adult diapers.
Yes.
I didn't know there were male pads.
What? How?
Are pads unisex? is it like a one size fits all?
Dean, a menstrual pad.
Okay.
Would not be unisex. Because.
No, I understand
okay.
that.
All right.
But where does a male pad go?
It would be okay. It would be like a diaper.
Right.
It's just a full. Have you seen a diaper?
Yes, I've seen a diaper.
It would be like a diaper. But they have men's briefs and they have men's pads that go in the brief.
Interesting. I didn't know that was a thing. There's also.
I don't know how you get it to point in the right direction or you just put it in a cup.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I can't. Yeah. Ah, we've missed you, Dee.
Huge left turn. Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, okay.
Well, I'm glad we covered all that.
Well, you sounded great on that commercial.
When are you going to read it?
No, that's good.
Oh, no. I'm going to find one for you. Here, put your face there.
You know how
I'll find one for you.
Okay.
How do I search?
I just looked up like is there an ad? See, I always think of ads, and I always love those like erectile dysfunction ads, and it's always like a guy walking through a park, you know, and he's like riding his bike with his wife, and it's like erectile dysfunction affects many men. Don't let it affect you. And then he goes to like hug his son. It's like this is getting weird. Oh man.
Feels like you.
I learned so much on the show. Me too.
Yeah.
I also learned a lot on this show. Uh-huh. You know, now I'm gonna go all today and be like to all my friends, be like, did you know there were male pads?
Wow.
That was a thing. Oh my goodness. All right. You have one for me now?
Well, what did you put in?
I looked up Viagra commercial script.
That's what I need.
Oh man. I just woke up. I'm sorry. Dean, where do you work? I work at a local news station. I work at 6ABC in Philadelphia. And yeah, it's good. Been a fun job. It's funny though, every day I go into work, I hear the craziest news stories. I go in every day and I you see all these news stories, and then every day I would go home and see Jacqueline, I would just like dump all of these stories. I was like, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? And most people consume like a normal amount of news, I feel like. And I've been consuming, I think, way too much news. It makes me feel. It's been crazy. All right, you got one for me yet?
No, I can't find. All right, yeah, I found one.
Okay. So you want me to just.
Where did it go?
Just want me to read this cold?
All right, page 15. I'm going to take a picture of it. And then that way.
Glad I tuned in today, yeah. But yeah. Yeah, news can be depressing. That's true.
Where are your pictures?
Right here.
I don't. Okay,
here we go. All right. So this is.
All right. Now you're going to read this cold.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready, Dean?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
So what type of genre?
You'll see.
Uh-oh. I don't like how this is going.
All right. You got to read it. All sell right, it. I just sold mine. I was really good.
All right. Here we
and
go.
And go.
All right. Only one mechanism on Earth is more complex than the female body, the female mind. And when it thinks the body might be pregnant, the clever mind chooses Clear Blue Easy. It was the first one-step stick test. And no one's ever made a test that's easier or more accurate. Blue, the body is pregnant. Clear, the body is not. In minutes, the mind is no longer in doubt. The body rests assured and both move on to simpler things. Clear, blue, easy. What you need to know. Oh, I like that last line. What you need to know. It's got the double meaning.
Do you think that giggling while doing a commercial about whether or not you're pregnant?
I don't mean I hear that all the time.
Like, blue, yes. Clear, no.
You're pregnant. That's hilarious.
Yeah, you can't giggle when you read the commercial.
What you need to know. That's so good. I love that last line. See, I also work in the marketing. So like, I love.
What's
like,
so good about it?
It's got the double meaning. It's got a period. So it says what you need, period, to know. It's got double meaning because it's like what you need to know and then what you need to know.
I don't.
Okay. Well,
I would love to turn on the radio and hear somebody giggling through a pregnancy commercial. Like, how many think you're pregnant? You choose this. Someone says, girl, you pregnant. Girl, you're pregnant. Claire, you're going to live a fine life.
Oh, wait. Have you seen Jazoogle?
I feel like you make up words.
No. This is actually like, okay.
No.
So.
Did you hear Baboogle?
No. Have you heard of Carlugle? No, listen, this thing is real. It's called Jazoogle.
All right.
Basically, what it is it's like Google. It's like a search engine.
Yeah, I got that.
But when you search stuff like a document or like the Declaration of Independence.
How do you spell this word?
Is
yeah, the fake word.
G-I-Z. Oh, like and then Google. And so then what it does is it translates.
Go.
What?
Good. What do you think it is?
It translates the document, whatever you're looking, like the Declaration of Independence, but into how Snoop Dogg would say it.
It does.
It's the best thing ever.
All right, let's go to Jazoogle. Hold on. Share screen.
And so what I did.
So this is Jazoogle.
So what I did. A while ago that was really funny was I looked up Bible verses.
Okay.
And it's so
do funny. I put in Bible verses?
Yeah, just put in like Bible verses. And it's
It has this overloaded with the hustlers. In the meantime, you can still use the textilizer.
Wait, go back. Sometimes it doesn't work. Oh, hit that.
Google distinctness. No, what? It's because all these people just got on here.
No. All right, then look up something else. Look up like what's like a funny
erectile dysfunction.
Sure.
Oh, Dane, what's
sometimes,
going on?
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Okay, well.
No.
What's a textilizer?
I think you can type stuff in.
I'll say, dear Dean, you need to move out. You are 23 and you don't brush your teeth.
Perfect.
What else?
You
can stay if you abide by the following rules.
One.
Must be.
No. In your bed. At all times.
With you at all times because he smells like poop. Two. Colby.
No. Why is it all Colby related?
You must take out the trash, which you didn't do on Monday nights.
Okay.
Three. By the way, these are all real rules.
Okay.
Do the dishes. You are gross. Let's just start there.
Yeah. All right.
I love you. You can stay forever, but must be gone by Christmas. Love.
All right.
Transizzle this
shizzle.
Oh, iron your shirts. Oh, yeah. All right. And P.S. Iron your shirts.
Okay. Here we go.
Transizzle this schnizzle. Must clean the blue pool. You're right. We could have. Okay.
Oh, my God. This is a long P.S.
Clean the blue pool. Yeah, you guys are good. Let me just check in with the group in case there's anything else we want to add to this. Yeah, much best things for mom. Mm-hmm.
Poor Colby.
Hold the OFM sign. Okay, all right, here we go.
Wait, so when I looked at Bible verses,
transizzle dishes nizzle.
It calls the Bible the bizzle. So it was like bizzle versus. It was so good. All right, here we go.
All right, transizzle dish schnizzles it. Yo, D, yo ass need to move out. Yo ass is 23 and you don't brush your teeth. You ask and stay if you abide by the following rules. Colby must be with you at all times because you perved out. You must take out that trash on Mundizzle nights. Do those dishes. Your ass is gross. You got, okay. Oh, all right. God. Must be going by Krizzle. Happy Krizzle. Love, Mom. I'm your shows and clean that boo pool. Okay, this might be my favorite thing.
So good.
Of all time.
Jazoogle is the best thing
I've found. Oh, my gosh.
It translates everything into Snoop Dogg.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. Your ass is gross.
Jordan, good morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's so funny.
I love how it said Kobe. It's like he's a perv now.
And Christmas is Krizzle?
Krizzle, yeah.
Merry Krizzle.
Oh, my gosh.
So there you have it, everybody. If you want to reach the children, go to
Jazoogle.
Okay, right.
Sometimes it works, and then sometimes it doesn't.
I feel like it definitely worked.
But then, yeah, you can translate it into, like,
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So listen, everybody, we're all about family and learning to communicate better. Mizzle Krizzle.
Mizzle Krizzle.
Mizzle Krizzle is just 16 weeks from now.
Bible verses were so good, though. I wish we could see the Bible verses. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Mom, we'll try. We'll try every day to do a Mizzle Krizzle. Okay. Missed a lot, Kim. Yes, you did. So that's it, everybody. So, Dean, what have you decided? You're staying or you're going? It's decision time.
I guess it makes sense then for just me to just stay.
I was wondering where else you would go. I don't know if you have another basement you can move into. Okay, wonderful.
Are there any other moms that have basements? That
yeah, there's like 655.
I'm going to go stay with Judy.
You could go. Missy has a basement. That's Jeremy's workshop. He could probably just put you to work down there.
And then we can jam out on the drums.
Oh, he would love it. Oh, Jeremy, the drums are coming back here.
Yeah.
So you can come and jam out.
Everyone's saying stay being faux shizzle.
Faux shizzle.
If I stay, I get a pool.
Yeah, a blue pool that you have to clean. Pool. Yes. So anyway. All right, everybody. Well, we had a great day. Hopefully the website will be open soon. If you'd like to get some tickets for the Dine with Dina, it should be opening up. It'll be in Palm Springs. We're super excited about that. I'm going to try to put some clips together of last night's Tipsy Tuesday, which was hilarious. If you missed it, you should go back and watch it, especially the part where my mom talks about Earth, Wind, and Fire. I think this view of your yard, what, is lovely. I'm still working on it. Still working on it. But thanks for watching, everybody. Let's hear it for Dean. Did a great job. September 26th, I think, Jamie. It'll be up hopefully today. All right. That's it, everybody. And I look forward to chatting with everybody very soon, like tomorrow morning. All right. Thanks for watching, everybody. Have a good one. Like Judy says, do something nice for yourself. Have a great day and a blessed day. And we will see you guys tomorrow morning. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, guys. If you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great, new, inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.